Morning. A while back, I got in one of our trucks and I was running a little bit late as usual. And I looked at the clock and I wondered, is that the right time? And when I set a clock, especially in the trucks, I'm bad about adding a couple minutes or so to thinkingly give myself a cushion. But then all I end up ever doing is wondering if that clock's right and how much time do I really have to get where I need to be. And then that thought transferred to the Bible a little bit with me, and I thought, do we take the Bible at its word, or do we wonder about it a little bit? Do we pause and say, how does this fit? Do we try to make it fit our circumstances a little bit sometimes? And if that doesn't make sense, I guess correlate it when we do the daylight savings change, because I doubt if there's any of us in here that don't have to stop and wonder when we call somebody in California or New York what time it is over there. So that drives me nuts too. But if I say that I'm a follower of Christ, you should know what my worldview is just from that statement. And we've heard a lot of talk, obviously, about Charlie Kirk in the last week or so. And I have to admit, I didn't know a whole lot about him. And Sunday after church and in the evening a little bit, I looked at a lot of his videos and watched them. And there was no doubt about that guy's conviction. And I've got to say, what I watched of him, 98% I agreed with what he said. There was a couple little things that maybe I would have a discussion with him about. But the thing that struck me about that man was where he took the message and what his delivery was. I mean, he was bold. Without a doubt, he spoke what he believed. And where he took that message was probably one of the darkest places we have in our country, is on our college campuses. I just couldn't believe how broken and empty some of those kids were that got up to the microphone to have a discussion with him. And it just takes me back to the word of the Bible and how grounding that can be, and how ungrounded so many of the young people, well, people in general in our country are. So I wanted my message to be a little bit about that today. Because I think it's getting harder and harder to navigate the delivery and sharing God's word and the gospel in today's world. And after Charlie Kirk got shot, and the rhetoric, and we've seen the talk show hosts that got fired for what they said, and the teachers that have gotten fired, and it's just made it so much more divisive. And, you know, we can say, okay, we're divided, and I'm over here, and they're over there. But I think digging in our heels like that maybe isn't the right approach. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying we should soften up on what time it is. But I think as Christians, we're going to have to change our battle plan a little bit on how we relate to people. And again, that's not backing off of what we believe, but I come across people and have people in my life that I have to approach them with some salt, or I'm just going to turn them off. And there's such a switch in our country right now that people get turned off by the other side. And we kind of just put up a shield, and that's not going to do us any good. But every believer's called to live differently because of what Christ has done for us. And Paul reminds us in Ephesians 5 that we aren't just the light in the light. We are the light in the Lord. And that reality affects not only how we live, but how we share Christ with others. And today I'm going to talk through the verses of Ephesians 5 and see how God calls us to live as light in a dark world and use that light to spread the gospel. In verse 8 and 9, from darkness to light. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. We used to live in spiritual darkness, but now through Christ we are the light. And the reference to the fruit of light in this scripture is similar to the fruits of the Spirit. Let's live like children of light by showing goodness, righteousness, and truth. John 1:5 reads, "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all." One thing we need to remember is our lives preach before our lips do. If people don't see the light in us, they won't believe the light we talk about. And we're called to live as evidence of the gospel. Verse 10, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. We need to learn what pleases the Lord. We need to spend time in Scripture. And Proverbs are probably the most efficient way to learn that wisdom. I think in our hurried lives, if we do nothing, if we have no more time than what we can read the Proverbs for the day in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, if that's all you do in a day, that's time we'll spend in the Bible. Discernment helps us to know how to approach people. And I think that's one of our biggest challenges that we have right now. Some need gentle encouragement. They like their safe space. And then others need the bold truth. Like we were talking in Sunday school, Aaron said some people just need kicked out of the airplane. Or maybe it was Clinton. But the Spirit gives us the wisdom to live by and to witness wisely. And in verse 11 and 12, don't join darkness, expose it. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. You know, the Scripture tells us that Jesus spent time with the sinners. And we're called to follow Jesus' steps, but you got to be strong in doing that because the temptation can lead you to join them, obviously. And in the cloudiness of the world today, I think we have to be even more careful about that. But we're called not to take part in sinful deeds, but expose them instead. Sin thrives in secrecy, but God's light uncovers it. And in this instant, expose means to either reprove or to convince through argument and discussion, at the same time taking great care not to gossip or slander others. In approaching people, I think we have to be careful not to shame them. And we have to show and explain how sin destroys and how Christ redeems. And I thought it was, Charlie Kirk was pretty blunt. And I think part of the reason he was able to be so blunt with his message was In the videos you watch, the people he was talking to actually sought him out. They came to the microphone. So I think that let him open the door to really speak his mind. And he spoke truth, for sure. But I think we maybe have to be a little cautious in being that much of a loudspeaker as we walk through the world. I think we have to get to know people one-on-one a little more now to really share the word of God and to reach them. Because people are so reactive and so volatile right now that I think one-on-one, we have to build that relationship a little more than maybe what we see on YouTube or listen to on the radio on a ministry show. And again, not pulling back with what we believe and what we share, but I think we have to position ourselves a little different. The key point, I guess, on what I'm trying to say is light reveals the truth, but it must be shared with grace. And light brings transformation in verse 13 and 14. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." God's light reveals and transforms. God's light awakens people to new life. And one thing I think we have to be careful of is the gospel isn't just about pointing out wrong. It's about showing the power of Christ. And I think if we show the power of Christ before we judge somebody or call out what they're doing, I think that may grab them more than blasting their negative at them before we share the light of Christ. And that gives people the chance to see the hope of Christ before they have to maybe address their sin. Because they hear that a lot in what they're told. And they're already broken. So if we can find a positive connection before we hit their struggle and make that worse for them, I think that's what we need to do. In verse 15 and 16, it says, "Walk wisely and use your time well. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." We need to be intentional with how we live. And we're called to share the word of God. We're called to share the gospel. And I think each of us need to look at the gifts we're given and our place in the world and how we fulfill what we're called to do, and not just let the world slide by with it. The term "making the best use of," that phrase translates to the Greek word exagorazo, which can mean redeem or purchase. Christians must actively take advantage of the opportunity to do good. Wisdom is especially needed in an evil age where the pathway of holiness is not always immediately clear until it reflects on God's word and discerns his holy will. Evangelism's urgent. I mean, everything's ramping up. And I think the left, the broken side, they're much better at delivering their message than we are. We tend to pull back. and live in our space. And that is not what we're called to do. We need to not wait for that perfect chance to share God's word. There's a quote, I think it was Vince Lombardi. He said, no matter what you do, keep your feet moving. And that says a lot. You know, it's easy to pause or move lateral, but we've got to keep our feet moving and share God's word. Time's short, so we have to live and witness with purpose. Verse 17 is understand the Lord's will. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Seek to know and do what God's will is for our lives. Second Peter 3:9 says that God's will is that none should perish. Sharing Christ is part of his heart. We will seek his will in knowing when to speak, when to listen, and how to love. Evangelism and sharing the word of Jesus is not optional. It's God's will. And in conclusion, I've got some points here that I want to summarize with. Paul shows us in this passage, in these passages, a step-by-step picture of what it looks like to live as light. And we're called to live as light, so your life backs up our words. We need to discern wisely how to approach people with the gospel. We need to expose darkness with truth and grace, not condemnation, but with truth. And we need to share that Christ is transformation and he can change our lives and awaken us to a whole new life. We need to use our time well. The opportunities that God gives us to share the word, they matter, and it's easy. It's easy not to seize that moment for whatever reason each of us fight. But we've got to move our feet and share that word. If we walk in these truths, sharing God's word becomes a lifestyle that others can see. The world's dark, but Christ made us light. Let's shine brightly so that others may awaken, arise, and receive the light of Christ. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, I thank you for this church family. I thank you for the word. Sometimes things in this world are hard and we don't understand what happens, but we know that you have a plan, and out of the evil and darkness, your good often shines through. Lord, I pray for this congregation as we go through the week. I pray for the gathering at the poll. I pray for those that are on our prayer list. And Lord, I pray that you empower each of us that are here today with the strength and the courage to share your word and be your light and share the wonderful gift that Jesus gave us going to the cross, and that we may have eternal light in him. In his name we pray. Amen.